you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. This program is about the incredible Curtis Mayfield, one of the most talented and beloved musicians in history. He was born in 1942 and grew up in the projects in the tough Chicago neighborhood called Cabrini Green. He left school at age 16 to support himself as a professional musician. He was very successful, having hits over a period of 38 years, spanning the entire spectrum of soul music, from doo-wop, R&B, funk, soul, dance, and even a little bit of hip-hop. He was a prolific songwriter. He taught himself to play many instruments, including guitar, bass, piano, saxophone, and drums. He excelled as a vocalist and was a dynamic performer. And he created a new way of playing the guitar, which influenced many others, including Boz Scaggs, Eric Clapton, Bob Marley, and Jimi Hendrix. As a producer, he was instrumental in the development of other artists. And for many years, he managed and owned his own record labels and publishing houses. He had a warm and winning personality. His nickname was the Gentle Genius. But he was also passionate about the human condition and fought with his words and deeds for progress for the people, civil rights, and peace. His story is also a tragic one because he was gravely injured and later died from those injuries. Let's get started with one of his early hits from his years with the Impressions, the pop gospel classic, People Get Ready.
People get ready, there's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers honing. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among those loved the most.
That was People Get Ready by The Impressions from 1964. Curtis Mayfield sang lead, and his sweet falsetto and tasty guitar are augmented by an arrangement by Johnny Pate, one of the architects of the Chicago soul sound. The foundation of the song was based upon gospel music, but the subject was more political. That is, the song was written by Curtis Mayfield just before Dr. King's Civil Rights March on Chicago. People Get Ready was adopted as a civil rights theme immediately. It was the biggest hit for the Impressions, reaching number 3 on the R&B charts and number 14 on the pop charts. The song has been covered repeatedly over the years by Aretha Franklin, Al Green, U2, Bruce Springsteen, and many others. Now let's cue up another from the Impressions. That was We're a Winner by The Impressions, recorded in front of a live studio audience at the RCA Victor Studios in Chicago in 1967. The song was inspired by the ongoing marches and protests in support of civil rights occurring in Chicago and across the nation in the late 1960s. The high point of the Chicago Freedom Movement was the joint efforts by the Chicago civil rights leaders and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to establish fair housing laws. At the time, civil rights movement elder Bayard Rustin warned Dr. King that Chicago presented great difficulties for civil rights. He told Dr. King, "You don't know what Chicago is like. You're going to get wiped out." During a protest march in the Marquette neighborhood, a fist-sized rock was thrown and hit Dr. King on the head and knocked him down. In 1966, Dr. King said that people from Mississippi should move to Chicago if they really want to learn how to hate. But the protests continued into 1967. It was in this context that Curtis Mayfield composed We're a Winner. The lyrics state, "We'll just keep on pushing like your leaders tell you to do. At last that blessed day has come." The song became a civil rights anthem and influenced other musicians such as James Brown and Sly and the Family Stone to use music to directly confront the racial inequities of the time. It was so closely associated with the civil rights cause that many white-owned radio stations refused to play it on the radio. In 1968, Curtis founded Kurtom Record, his own label and publishing company. The Impressions scored another hit with the following.
Choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be?
white teacher who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you held your white teacher
who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors.
That was Choice of Colors by The Impressions from 1969. Curtis Mayfield wrote the song, sang lead, and played the guitar on the cut, recording it with help from the fantastic Donny Hathaway on keyboards. The song was a hit, going to number 1 on the R&B charts and number 21 on the pop charts. Before Choice of Colors, there were no popular songs that directly challenged the listener to confront their own racism. The Chancellor of Soul, Mike Boone, declared that the song was, quote, pure genius and is still as fresh as it was in 1969. At this point in time, although he was only 27 years old, Curtis had been a professional musician for 11 years. With The Impressions, he had recorded 11 albums, 39 singles, and he'd been involved with more than 20 songs that charted. He'd produced a string of hits for other musicians on several different labels, and had formed his own record label and publishing house. But in fact, he was really just getting started. In 1970, he wasted no time when he launched his solo career. He simply blew people's minds with the following apocalyptic warning.
Thank you.
That was the edited single version of If There's Hell Down Below, We're All Going to Go from his first solo album, Curtis, in 1970. You just heard the short version, but the album cut, track one on side one, was over 7.5 minutes long. In the most direct and funkiest way, he calls out all kinds of people who will suffer from the effects of prejudice and hate. It reached number one on the R&B chart and number 21 on the pop chart. It features a very original style of fuzzy bass, wah-wah guitar, conga drums, and a string section. Curtis Mayfield also wrote many sweet songs, and this is one of my favorites.
A little sugar, honeysuckle, and a great big expression of happiness. Boy, you couldn't miss. With a dozen roses, such would astound you. The joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings of you. It is true, the makings of you. The righteous way to go. Little one would know or believe. I told them so. You're second to none. The love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite. Almost impossible to do. Reciting the makings of you. The righteous way to go. Little one would know or believe if I told them so. You're second to none. The love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite. Almost impossible to do. Reciting
the makings of you.
That was The Makings of You, recorded live at the Bitter End Nightclub in 1970. Curtis Mayfield uses his falsetto, and that style of singing is from a long and proud tradition in soul music, dating back to just after the Second World War. It is derived from such gospel quartets as the Swan Silvertones with the great falsetto lead Claude Jeter. I plan to do a special version of R.E.S.P.E.C.T. about the greatest falsetto voices in soul music in the future. As a solo artist, Curtis was increasingly relying on his guitar playing to carry his music. He developed a choppy, rhythm-based style and a unique F-sharp open tuning. There is a connection here to Seattle's own Jimi Hendrix, who began his career as an R&B guitarist and toured in support of several R&B acts, including with Curtis Mayfield in 1963. Jimmy said that his, quote, best gig was with Curtis since he, quote, he was a really good guitarist. He probably influenced me more than anyone I'd played with up to that time. Curtis himself said, the guitar meant more to me than I can ever express. Me and my axe, we slept together. I'd wake up out of the middle of the night and write songs. It was my other self. The guitar was my twin. In Mojo magazine, Jerry Butler said, so prodigious are Curtis Mayfield's accomplishments as a singer, songwriter, producer, and entrepreneur, that his distinction as guitarist tends to get overlooked. There is a line of lean expressiveness that runs from Mayfield to Jimi Hendrix and Prince. And he also has had enormous instrumental influence on funk and reggae styles of guitar. In 1971, Mayfield recorded his album Roots, which some regard as visionary and a landmark creation every bit as compelling as Marvin Gaye's contemporary What's Going On. Roots started side one with this funky jam.
Soul in the sand fire. So get down.
That was Get Down from Curtis Mayfield's second studio album, released in 1971. It was a favorite of music critics and was a commercial success as well, but he had not yet hit his high point. He was asked to do the soundtrack for the movie Superfly, a so-called blaxploitation film about life in the ghetto, a life he knew well. You probably remember this next cut.
Let the man rap a plan, said he'd send him home. But his hope was a rope, and he should have known. Everybody's misused him, ripped him off and abused him. Another junket plan, pushing dope for the man. A terrible blow, but that's how it goes. Freddy's on the corner now, if you wanna be a junkie, wow. Remember Freddy's day. We're all built up with progress, but sometimes I must confess, we can deal with rockets and dreams, but reality, what does it mean? Ain't nothing said, 'cause Freddy's dead.
That was Freddy's Dead. It was the first single released from the Superfly soundtrack. In fact, it was not only released before the album, but also before the movie Superfly hit the theaters. It was a hit, going to number 2 on the R&B chart and number 4 on the pop chart, selling over 1 million records. Because the lyrics were not sung during the movie, it was not considered eligible for an Academy Award for Best Original Song. But it was nominated for a Grammy, although it lost to the Temptations' Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Now, one more from the Superfly soundtrack. Superfly, which was released as the second single from the Superfly soundtrack album. The song reached number 8 on the pop charts. John Bush reviewed Superfly for the AllMusic Definitive Guide to Soul. He gave it 5 stars and said that Superfly ignited an entire genre of music, the blaxploitation soundtrack, and influenced everyone from soul singers to television music composers for decades to come. In addition, the song has been extensively sampled by hip-hop musicians, including the Notorious B.I.G., Nelly, and the Ghetto Boys. The soundtrack from Superfly was so successful that it outgrossed the movie it accompanied, and Curtis went on to do soundtracks for 6 more movies in the future. This is DJ Rick. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, on Vashon Island, Washington, and streaming worldwide at voiceofvashon.org. In the 1970s alone, Curtis Mayfield recorded 13 albums, and he also worked as producer of hits for others, including Jerry Butler, Major Lance, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Let's listen to one of his best love songs, So In Love, from 1975.
Thank you.
That was So In Love from Curtis Mayfield's album There's No Place Like America Today, released in 1975. Throughout the 1980s, he was continuing to run his record labels, and he continued to tour off and on, mostly in Japan and Europe, where he was loved and even revered. However, on August 13, 1990, a tragedy occurred. It happened at Wingate Field in Brooklyn before a crowd of about 10,000 people who had just enjoyed the opening acts of the Delphonics and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. As Curtis took the stage and the crowd was cheering his introduction, a strong gust of wind hit the lighting scaffold and it crashed violently down on Curtis, hitting him squarely on the back of the neck. It crushed three bones in his cervical spine, resulting in immediate, irreversible, and complete paralysis of every part of his body below the second cervical vertebrae. Curtis Mayfield nearly died on the stage, and it was unclear whether he would survive until the medics could get him to the hospital. When he made it through the night, he was later transferred to the Shepherd Spinal Center in Atlanta, where he spent many months. Despite being completely paralyzed, Curtis Mayfield continued to be involved in his business activities from his wheelchair. He fought through depression, but he gave upbeat interviews. He admitted that he was most saddened by his inability to play his guitar again. In 1991, he was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Impressions. In another indication that he was loved and respected by his fellow musicians, there were no less than a handful of different tribute albums recorded in his honor, one in the UK and two in the United States. Recorded in 1993, the most famous of the tributes is called All Men Are Brothers, a tribute to Curtis Mayfield. It features contributions from Eric Clapton, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, the Isley Brothers, Elton John, B.B. King, Bruce Springsteen, Rod Stewart, Stevie Wonder, and others. Up next, from the All Men Are Brothers album, is Gladys Knight's tribute, Choice of Colors.
Curtis Mayfield had his finger on the pulse of society. Even when we as a people did not know where we were going, Curtis musically led the way. One of my favorite parts in one of his songs said, "People must prove to the people a better day is coming for you and for me." Choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there were no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you to love your black friend?
I'm better.
You just heard Gladys Knight's tribute version of Choice of Colors. She introduces the song by saying that Curtis Mayfield had his finger on the pulse of society. Even when we as a people did not know where we were going, Curtis musically led the way. Because Curtis was also loved in Jamaica, there was another tribute album by Jamaican artists in 1997 called I'm So Proud, a Jamaican tribute to Curtis Mayfield. I don't have that in my collection, so I can't play any Curtis's songs done in the ska, rocksteady, or reggae styles for this program. But Bob Marley and the Wailers directly copied so much of Curtis's work that as many of a dozen songs now have shared musical credits for songwriting. And there's a full website of links between Curtis Mayfield and Jamaica. You can find it by searching for Foundation Ska. In 1994, Curtis received the Grammy Legend Award, and he was inducted into the NAACP Hall of Fame. After his devastating injury, there were many people who thought there would be no more new music from Curtis himself, but they were wrong. In 1996, 6 years after he was completely paralyzed, Curtis released a new album, and it was great. Listen to the lyrics of Back to Living Again.
The right time, with something positive in your mind. There's always someone to pull you down. You just get back up and hold your ground. If there's ever something bad you don't wanna see, just keep on walking and let it be. I don't wanna hear about all this bad, no, no, 'cause all that's bad just makes me sad, mm-hmm. So every little once in a while, show some love and make me smile. Cry sometimes with tears of joy, oh yeah, show it help, now won't it boy. Say yeah. Summer, winter, fall, just go through the rain and through the snow. Let's get on back to living again. Right on. Just get on back to living again. Get on back, get on back. Wherever life takes me, I don't know. Hey, just give me a truth. Me grow. I have these feelings in myself. Hey, I'm sure there must be someone else. Shooting guns and prison life. Is that what you want? Well, Jesus Christ, it's best for you to get back on track. There ain't no need in looking back. Don't look back. So you're trying hard. Well, try again. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Just remember by and by. Just remember.
Just remember.
It's best to keep a natural high.
So summer, winter, fall, just go.
kiss, baby, all the time. No one can take what's in your mind. Cussing and fighting all the time. Do you really want some peace of mind? Yeah. Remember back as a little kid, there was so much fun in what we did.
Summer, winter, fall, just go.
Here we go.
Through the rain and through the snow.
Through the rain and through
oh,
the snow.
Yeah. Let's get on back to living again.
Let's get on back
right.
to living again.
Right. Just get on back to living again.
Oh, yeah.
Get on back.
Get on back.
Get on back.
Get on back.
Summer,
get on
winter,
back.
Fall, just go. Here
summer,
we go.
That was Back to Living Again from Curtis Mayfield's final album, New World Order. You may have heard Aretha's voice there in the background and at the vamp. It's going right on and right on Mayfield. Remember, Curtis Mayfield had been completely paralyzed for 6 years when he did this album. He had been in serious pain. He could no longer work out songs on the guitar or piano. He could not write. He could not sit up for long without fluid gathering in his lungs. He had no voluntary muscle control of his breathing and no longer could sing in his customary falsetto range. But in a burst of creativity, he composed the music and lyrics to Back to Living Again in about half an hour. Curtis recorded his vocals while lying down on a slanted floor in the studio, singing one or two lines and then allowing gravity to pull his diaphragm down to inhale another breath and then singing another line or two. The recorded vocals were stitched together in the studio and then speeded up in the playback to raise the pitch into falsetto range. Amazingly, Back to Living Again was nominated for the Grammy for Best R&B Vocal Performance in 1996. Because Curtis Mayfield had had the foresight to retain all publishing rights to his work, he was able to be active in licensing his work for use by others. Those who have used samples of his music include hip-hop stars Big Daddy Kane, LL Cool J, Ice-T, the Beastie Boys, Eminem, MC Hammer, Tupac, Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z, and our local favorite, Macklemore. In 1996, Curtis Mayfield received the Soul Train Hall of Fame Award. In 1997, he received the R&B Foundation Pioneer Award. In 1999, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, again, this time as a solo artist, making him one of the very few musicians who have entered the Hall of Fame more than once. Rolling Stone magazine included Curtis Mayfield in their lists of 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time, 100 Greatest Singers of All Time, and 100 Greatest Artists of All Time. Patrick McDonald, the longtime music critic for the Seattle Times, stated that Curtis was always a positive force, expressing the highest ideals of the civil rights and peace movements, preaching black pride and tolerance, universal peace, and blissful love. Eric Clapton said simply, "Curtis changed the course of modern music." Curtis Mayfield passed away from complications of his paralysis the day after Christmas in 1999. He was 57 years old. He's gone, but to many people around the world who loved him and his music, he's not forgotten and will remain forever in our hearts and souls. Let's go out with one of his songs from his final album, New World Order, called A Little Bit of Love.
Thank you. come together. Are you willing? So we can make it right for the people and everyone around.
In my days of battle, let's begin to stress off my chest with some sets. Can I get a little love for my peeps in the streets? Brothers killing for colors, hey man, this shit gotta cease. Peace.
Nothing, zero, zilch, amounts to what? Nothing, but you've gotta have something, cause we're coming, coming correct, and together eternally, and with a little bit of love, we may live forever. See, it's a time to live, there's a time to die, but when the living gets rough, that's the time I realize I've gotta think twice and use my ears to hear.
L-O-B-G.
Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH FM. Thanks for listening.
Find out what it means to me.